Well, hello again, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Expressions with H.E. on the Behind This Woman podcast. Expressions is a bi-weekly mini-episode where either my co-host, Tamika, or I share a few tidbits about our personal insight on what we're feeling, pondering, or pressing topics that currently have our attention. So this week, we're going to chat about the beauty of your uniqueness. If you've been listening to our podcast, you have probably heard us mention ad nauseum why comparison is counterproductive. Now, comparison is something that we do all too often, especially as women, and especially in this golden age of social media. You remember the simple old adage your mother used to tell you, mind your own business. Do you know why our parents told us that? Because they knew that when you were too engrossed in someone else's life, you actually get distracted and lose focus on what you're supposed to be doing. And that's exactly what social media does for us. It puts us in everybody's business, and it can distract us from our own lives. Now, clearly we know social media has its perks, but we must have balance in this area. Now, to go a little bit deeper, when we compare ourselves to others, more than just breeding jealousy and envy, it dishonors our individual uniqueness. And when we dishonor our uniqueness, we begin to neglect our divine design. Let's think about this. According to worldometers.info, there are nearly 7.7 billion people on the planet. 7.7 billion with a B. And out of those people, not one person has your exact DNA, and no one person shares your fingerprints. Now, there may be people who are similar to you, but no one is you. And as an example, I have twin nieces. Shout out to Hope and Faith, if you're listening. Now, some people have a hard time telling them apart. Although at first glance, they do look the same, they are completely different. One is taller than the other. One has smaller feet. They have different voices, interests, strengths, weaknesses. But what I love about them is that even though they look the same, they strive to define their differences. They are 100% okay with their similarities, but they are totally appreciative and celebrate each other's differences. I think this should be true of all of us. Now, several years ago, I became a certified life breakthrough coach. For the longest, I knew I wanted to be a life coach. Anyone who really knows me knows that I am innately a coach. I want to see people win. I want to see people improve. I want to be able to offer information that you may not have that can assist you in your journey. My heart is to help and assist. It always has been for as long as I can remember, even as a child. Despite it all, I still hesitated. But do you know why? Because it seemed like everybody was tacking on the title of life coach, and I didn't want to be yet another quote unquote life coach. It boiled down to being paralyzed by the comparison bug. This person is a really good life coach. How would I measure up to them? That person has a ton of clients. How would I even get my first? This person seems more knowledgeable and has several degrees. I only have one, and I don't have an interest to go back to college, might I add. I had to get out of my own head. Yes, there's development and growth involved, but I had to realize that what I offer is different from any other life coach for several reasons, but mainly because I am my own secret sauce. When I enter the picture, the image changes, and that's just it. So after I got my certification, I created Unusually Remarkable Life Coaching. I came up with the name Unusually Remarkable because of my personal journey of finally owning my own unique design. Growing up, and sometimes even now, I was always considered too much of something. I was either too tall, too loud, too happy, too animated, too much of an open book, too friendly, too detailed, too picky. The biggest one, I asked too many questions. I wear clothes that are too bright. My feet are too big. My fingers are too long. My forehead is too big. too. What do you do with all of that? One can either succumb to everyone else's opinions, or you can say the heck with all of you. I'm embracing my unique design and being okay with who God created me to be. Now, most of the times when people try to mute you, it's because the fullness of who you are makes them uncomfortable. But here's the thing, I'm not responsible for making sure people are comfortable. Actually, by nature, I'm a disruptor. So what that means is that for some, without me saying a word, my very presence will make them uncomfortable. But on the flip side, my presence brings comfort to those who are seeking change. It took me years to be able to identify this and to be okay with it. Additionally, I decided to become clear on a couple of things. Number one, my unique traits will fuel my purpose and serve my vision. I am not a mistake. My innate abilities are purposeful, and the core of who I am was chosen by my creator long before I existed. Number two, I will be too much for some people. Those aren't my people. And that's just it. Nothing more, nothing less, no harm, no foul. You can't allow yourself to be muted by those who aren't meant to be in or contribute to your tribe. And number three, we've all heard this before, go where you are celebrated and not tolerated. Now, this does not mean that we don't need to be groomed for greatness. It does not mean that we don't need correction. We need both of those things. We need a lot of things. We definitely need both of those things. But when it's done correctly, the person, the mentor, whoever it is, loves and appreciates your uniqueness and the difference that you bring to the world as they are guiding you to become the best version of you. Not the best version of them, but the best version of you. I've learned that it is our responsibility to embrace our divine design. And when we don't do that, we can suspend or even abort our very purpose and vision for this thing called life. So that's just a few things for you guys to ponder on for the weekend ahead. And that's it for today's episode. I love to hear more about your personal discoveries as you listen to today's episode. Shoot me an email at behindthiswoman@gmail.com and let me know what's true for you. As always, thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to Expressions on Behind This Woman podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, do us a favor and rate, comment, and subscribe. Hop over and follow us on Instagram at behindthiswoman, or you can visit our website at www.behindthiswoman.com. See you next week.